This is Ollie from Uno Mass, and you're listening to Stuart Pink, the man, on Phoenix FM.
Yes, it is. I'm very excited to say, zooming in from a band creating more buzz in Manchester than the Manchester Bee, it's Uno Mass's own Ollie. Hello.
How are you? How's it going?
All good. All good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. I mean, I liked the opening there. It's the first time someone said that about us.
That's right. I would say I put a lot of effort into it, but I didn't. I feel you're buzzing, and I thought, oh, what goes buzzing? A bee. There we are.
Yeah, yeah. I guess easy.
That's the bar set early doors. Nice.
Yeah, highbrow conversation from now on.
It's lovely to have you on. Can you describe the scene for us? Where are you zooming in from, mate?
I am in, well, not so sunny Manchester at the minute, actually. It's a bit grey. It's still red hot, like.
Oh, ain't it? Just, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm sat in the office part of my flat.
The office part. What's in the office part? In tray?
It's just a table and a computer and a cactus. Just one cactus.
Every good office has to have a cactus, doesn't it? It would not be the same.
That's pretty much it, really. Yeah, it's pretty boring. But it's not mine. It's my girlfriend's. So she works from home. So I'm taking over because of the pleasant board. The background is completely white. So.
Very professional.
It looks like a headshot, doesn't it? I know this is crap for radio, but
well, you can't see us obviously on the radio, as you said. But behind me, I've got a door, so at any moment somebody could walk in and knock me off the chair.
That could be another game.
It all goes quiet. Yeah, you know what's happened. Thanks for joining us. I know it's a busy time for you guys. You've got new music out and everything. Before we get into all that, I just want to quickly mention where I saw you. The guys stormed live at the Shacklebell Arms in sunny London. I had the pleasure of seeing you rocking out there.
It was a couple of months ago now. It was this first heat wave, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. I can't think if it's even rained since then down here. But
No. Oh, down there, probably not. Up here, a little bit. It's rained since then.
You brought the sunshine and the energy with you, though. You did us loud and proud.
Yeah, we didn't have any aircon in the car as we were coming down to London. And, it was a tough ride. It got to, like, 33 degrees or something like that. The car was, like, 40. Oh. It was an intense ride. When we got there, it was... thankfully, they had aircon in the Shacklebell. Otherwise, I think it would have been illegal to actually do the gig.
I know. I couldn't imagine it without aircon. I think a lot of people kind of hung around the air conditioning unit in the centre.
I think it was better inside the venue than it was in the bar area and outside. So it was good for everyone because it was cooler in the gig venue, so it made more people come in.
Yeah, that's it. That's the power of a good gig. You got aircon. Yeah, yeah. You're all good.
A good aircon. It wasn't the band. No, we're not that good. It was because of the... Because it's nice and cool in there.
I think it proves you were good because people were still taking their shirts off, even though they didn't have to.
See, people were still getting sweaty, which is a good sign when it's like -4 in there.
It was brilliant. You're on the same lineup as regular guests of the show, Ocean Floors. I think they've been on here more times than I have, to be honest with you, mate. I can't get rid of them. But it was great to see you all together up there.
It's a good thing. They are a good bunch of lads.
They're all right, aren't they? You know, they try their best. They do. Yeah, exactly. They
they just reached out to us for the gig, so that we'd never really cross paths, obviously, because we're other sides of the country. But we seem to go to the same producers. So we record at a place called Sugar House.
Oh, of course,
Which is in sunny St. Helens, if you've ever been.
Up near Liverpool, is it?
It's
so, near
probably,
you.
That's probably it's, yeah. It's no. Let's keep it over there in Liverpool. Let's not cross the line.
They can have that.
Yeah, they can have St. Helens, really. They really can. So we record in St. Helens, and they have come up a few times to do recordings there. And they just wanted a whole lineup of Sugar House bands, so they got in touch with us and Stay Lunar as well, who are also recorded at Sugar House, who are from like Bristol or something, I think.
Yeah,
so it was kind of cool how it just we all kind of just knew each other through recording in the same place, but never actually bumped into each other. So it's nice to meet everyone.
So it's the first time you got to see him in the flesh.
It was great. And surprise. We stayed as well because we're going straight home. We went straight home after the gig, so we drove straight back. So we actually stayed to watch them because we were only good things were anticipated, and it was good as well.
So top night. I've sweated that. Well, I have sweated that much for ever since, really. But yeah,
yeah. A lot of fun. I mean, right now, I've got all the doors open and everything, and I'm still like.
So you stay at the same studio space up there in Liverpool. Clearly, they got good taste. They know what they're doing because you're producing some great stuff out of Sugar House.
Oh, yeah, yeah. AD and Lee from Sugar House are proper good. And the good thing about them as well is that they won't take anything, like any crap off you. So, like, they're not yes men. Like, you don't go there, no matter where you're from, don't matter where you're at, how far you've travelled. If it's rubbish, I'm being polite now, because this is not what AD would say. Like, this in his you'd need to get the buzzer out for this if AD was here, because he's got a mouth on him. So and you'll say it dead outright, and sometimes like it's hard to hear, but you need to hear it sometimes. I feel you can't just be going in and being like, yeah, let's record whatever you want to do. Sometimes producers have got to produce, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess that's why they're there. In some ways, it must be kind of hard to kind of give your baby over if you've written something and you've got this great idea.
It's hard. It gets easier. The more you do it, it gets easier, like anything. But yeah, the first few times that we went with them as a band, like because we went with them quite early on in our like being together. I wouldn't say career as of yet, but being together. And yeah, it was hard because we were struggling as a band anyway with everyone wanting to write everything at once, and we had lockdown going on, and so there was all that head knocks, and then going taking it somewhere where then they want to put their stamp on it. It was all very learned. It was a strange, but then it gets to like now where we've just released High and Some Kind of Feeling before that, and that was a piece of cake. Yeah, so like we're not bothered anymore because we just take it in and go on, do what you want to it. We know it's good.
That's the best thing. You go in there, you know it's good. You know they're going to only say.
We already
things.
Know that we've done something, and when you go with the same producer and when you go recording at the same place for a long time, we've gone for years now. You know what they're expecting, and you know how like. So it affects your songwriting in a good way as well, because you're always then prepared to write in a way in which, like, don't get me wrong, you have to write what feels right, but yeah, then you can't just, not all the time, you have to write in the way, especially nowadays with radio being swipe right generation, isn't it? Everyone has to be a certain, it has to be like a certain
yeah, a little
speed.
Bit, yeah. 3 minutes.
It can get, like, it's not, 3 minutes, like, you've got to make sure it's, otherwise you're never going to, it's not going to, like, Stairway to Heaven anymore, you know what I mean? Like,
mind you, I'll still play it. 7 minutes, yeah, gives me a nice long coffee break. Thanks very
much.
Yeah,
a minute, you go for a wee, you can have a boy.
Bring out a seven-minute epic on the first album, please, and I'll stick that
exactly.
Straight
well,
on.
That's what we're saving it for. We do have a couple of quite lengthy tunes that, like I say, we're saving for either an EP or an album, but just anyone out there who wants to hear a Nuno Mas album, you know, send me, 500 quid, right?
Yeah, need to pay
everyone
for it somehow.
Each.
Yeah, all
each.
Of you.
Because 500 quid ain't going to get me an album, let's be honest. But if everyone does, it might add up. Just giving page, like, get Uno Mas.
That's a good idea, yeah. Could do like a charity video of all of you looking hard done by, unable to get into a studio.
Everyone, all of us sat in the rain in Manchester. Just like,
yeah,
look at us all.
We can't make this guitar make any sound because we're not allowed in.
We're not allowed electric.
We've just heard your previous single, Some Kind of Feeling. Huge tune, massive sing-along. You can really hear a blend of different styles in it and your own unique sound coming through. What sorts of influences do you have as a band? What kind of feeds into your music?
It's crazy, really. It varies, I reckon it varies. And it's hard to pinpoint. We get asked this a lot. It's hard to pinpoint what, like, is a certain influence. I feel like I'm influenced by all sorts, whether it be like emotions, weather, you know, like anything, tele, movies, programs, anything that, like, lyrics, if, like, words that might come up, or sentences, or even radio. I've written songs off the back of what people have said on radio on the way to work and stuff like that. It's just whatever the moment strikes, really. But I feel like musically, we've all got quite a range of things. Like, I just like anything that sounds great, but like my favourite bands is like kind of like Kasabian, 1975, stuff like that. So I feel like Some Kind of Feeling is probably like our most probably like 1975 influence kind of tune, where like it's got a little like that essence of it. Whereas I feel like a lot of our other tunes were a bit heavier and a bit more. But yeah, I think that one was just like proper solid 3 minutes banging sing along. I reckon it's one of my favorites. It always like, when I wrote it, like I wrote it in my lounge, like in lockdown, and I was trying to be really quiet.
Wow, that was a lockdown song.
Yeah. I was trying to write because I was in a new flat building. I'd only just moved in recently, and it was in the summer, and I'd just been for a walk, and I come back in, and I was trying to record it. It popped in my head as I was walking in, and I was trying to record it, but also trying not to annoy the neighbours.
Scream so it out!
Because obviously the song is a big screaming song, yeah. And obviously once I got to the band practice and all that. Yeah, we just screamed it all day, every day. We were playing it. You know, it's one of them songs where as soon as you start learning it as a band, you just play it like all the time. Should we play it again? Yeah, let's play it again. So we were dead excited to take that one in. And we knew straight away. And it was so easy. They were just like, AD was like, Sugar House, he was like, listen, lads, we're not going to do anything to this.
Nice.
They were like, yeah, let's just crack on. It's perfect the way it is. So
that's what you want to hear.
Yeah, you know you've done something right. And like you say, it did. When it released, everyone loves it. And when we play it live, everyone loves it. And now I'm just glad it's out there, because now when people come to watch us live, they can expect it.
Yeah. And
that, like, our idea is to try and get as much music out as possible so that they can expect songs instead of come and hear new songs, you know what I mean? Almost. Obviously, you want to hear new songs.
But you want to sing along, don't you?
But you want to sing along as well, yeah. So we're trying to release as much music as possible, especially before our big gig coming up at the end of the year. We want to release as much as possible, because then when everyone gets there, they'll already know all the words, you know what I mean? So
that's the plan. Amazing. We'll have a listen to your new single now then, so we get that familiar and we can learn all the words for that. What can you tell us about High? Where did this one come from? What inspired it?
It's strange one, really. I think you can tell. I went, first time I'd ever seen Kasabian live was at a place in Manchester called Victoria Warehouse, and it's a crazy little place. It's like dingy brick walls, like all the piping showing. Like looks a bit rough.
Yeah,
looks a bit rough, but it's like amazing. Like everyone has played there. I would love to play there. I think it's one of my like top places to play in Manchester one day.
Watch this space.
DMAs there. Yeah, I've seen a few people there, and yeah, we went to watch them, and I'd never been, and for a long time, especially after lockdown, I'd not been blown away by like watching someone or watching like a band for a while. And I have been in the past, but because of lockdown now, I feel like there was no real chance to go and find, you know, anything to go get blown away by. You just had your hour outside and on a walk. You can't get blown away on a walk outside. That's
there's only so much fun you can have. Yeah.
Yeah. When you've done the same lap, when you've done the same hour walk for 7 months, nothing's blowing you away anymore. You
know what I mean?
Inspiration runs dry.
Oh, there's a carrier bag blowing across the road. Yeah. This is new.
Yeah. Katy Perry song, right, isn't it?
See, she was inspired by it, though. Drifting that's probably through the wind. Walk.
Yeah. A lockdown walk. But yeah, I just kind of sat down after it, a few days after it, you know, after it lingers, doesn't it? And then when you have one of those kind of like, because I did have one of those experiences where I was just like, wow, like, because everyone was a little bit like, oh, is it going to be okay without Tom in Kasabian? And then Surge come out and it just blew the roof off it, and it was mega.
Yeah.
And yeah, I wanted to, and I was listening to some of the tunes that he was doing, and I was watching the crowd more than I was watching the band. And the way the crowd was reacting to him and the band is the way I wanted to my songs to react to the crowd. So I tried to write this song as basically a long-winded way of saying it's the crowd pleaser.
Yeah.
I want the crowd to, this is like, this song is written just, it's easy enough. It's got the R's, the O's, the long standing high, which is just held note. So it's not that difficult to hit when you're screaming and you're drunk. Like, it literally is written perfectly for just being in the moment. And just like you say, just like it, almost the music is making you high. It's like highception. Like
highception. Nice word.
Yes. So the tune is written so that everyone can forget about all the problems and just be like I was in that when I was watching Kasabian, is just be and forget and just run away from the worries. and just enjoy themselves.
Lock in, rock out, and enjoy it. Fantastic. Do you want to introduce it then, Ollie? We'll give it a spin now.
Yeah, this is Una Mass's brand new single. This tune's called High.
The new single from Una Mass, it's called High. Ollie from the band is still with me. Dude, what a song.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it is great. I absolutely love that tune. We all do. It's like I was saying before, like, it's a complete crowd pleaser. And it is just, it's one of them. Like you say, we went in with this kind of like idea and then it just ended up being so much more. And we were just as shocked.
Oh, this is all right. Yeah.
Yeah, because we were like, this is a cool song. And we were like, we know it's going to be even better when we go and record it. So we just need to go and like get it down. But yeah, we didn't realize how good it'd be when it came out. We were like, this is awesome, man. Because we think like this is like the biggest, probably the strongest song we've ever written. Like, it's got everything you need in it. Everything you need is coming to a gig, never met, seen the band before. No, don't know many words, don't need many words. Just have a few beers, get to the front, start jumping around, and then come and have a chat afterwards. This is the tune for that. So yeah, we absolutely love it.
Excellent. Ollie, I've been loving the loose stuff. It's sounding great. What's coming next for Una Mars? Oh, Una Mass. What you got in the pipeline for us?
For Bruno Mars.
I've been doing so well every time I've said
that's
it right.
That's our group chat name.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah, the band's called Bruno Mars on the group chat. Yeah. Because that's what we used to get all the time. Una Mars. When we first started out, everyone was like, Una Mars. It's a bit like Bruno Mars.
brain, it just like ticks over, isn't it, when you look at it quickly?
Yeah, because it's not double S, because it's a Spanish, it's the Spanish more, isn't it? So it's not double S. Well, then when you do tell people it's uno mas, and they write it without like your, like, I don't know, consent, they always double S it, and you're like, no, it's just the one S, actually.
Oh, no. Yeah, classic. Yeah,
I've had that a few times on posters where it's like double S at the end, and it's like, no, it's not like mass, like a massive something. It's as in like more, uno mas, one more.
Spanish. We need the Spanish.
It's a drinking game. It's a drinking game out of a film, so.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Shanghai Noon with Owen Wilson and Jackie Chan, if anyone's ever watched it.
I'm sure I have, but I've forgotten.
Yeah, you don't even need to watch it. Just type in Shanghai Noon, Jackie Chan, Owen Wilson, Uno Mas on YouTube, and the scene comes up. And they're basically, it's cowboy style film, and they're doing shots, and they get really drunk, and it's a really funny scene. And it stuck with me for years, and that's in it. I was telling that scene to the band one time, and they were just like, that's our name. And I was like, no, it's not. It's crap. And they were like, no, it's great. And I was like, no, it's not. And then, yeah, I got outvoted. So
it stuck with you. I can't wait for the day then you do a video that stars Owen Wilson and Jackie Chan.
I know, yeah. Well, we've had this conversation with loads of people before. Like, they're going to come after us, aren't they? Like, endorsements and that. Copyright.
Faces on your shirts, yeah.
Yeah, it's like the Let's Get Ready to Rumble guy. They're going to start like trying to charge us every time we say it. But, yeah, we've got a massive gig coming up at the end of the year, 22nd of October in Manchester. So if anyone's up north.
Oh, excellent.
See us. It's at Academy 3 on the 22nd of October, Saturday. So it's going to be a big night out. We're going to have an after party after it. It's great. We've got really good support bands as well. We've got Sterling Press, and then we have High Sienna as well, which are like really popular northern bands, and they're great. So go check them out. And come and watch us. There's tickets left, but they're not going to be left for long.
Excellent. So your live gig, 22nd of October. Where was it again?
Yeah. It's Academy 3 in Manchester. Manchester Academy 3, 22nd of October. That is what we're working towards for the end of the year. We've got a couple of other gigs around. We're in Birmingham next week. Digbeth Rising Festival. And we've got a couple of other gigs as well. But yeah, that's our big year. The year finale almost, yeah. And we've got loads more new music as well. We're back in the studio again in October. And we've already got another tune after High recorded, so there's plenty more where that came from.
Fantastic. I can't wait to hear what comes next. It's all sounded awesome. Where can we keep in touch with you? We get the latest updates. Where are you on social media?
If you want to go and check us out on social media, then it's at the Uno Mas Band on Twitter, and it's at the Uno Mas on Instagram and TikTok, and then it's just Uno Mas Band on Facebook. So just type in Band and Uno Mas in any form, and you'll get it, as long as it's not Uno Band Mas.
Uno Band Mas.
Or Mas Band, Uno. Or Bruno Mars.
Yeah, don't search for Bruno Mars, because
you might get into our group chat then. And then
all these people who turn up and, yeah, that's a fault. Brilliant. Uno Mas Band, you'll find it. We'll put a link on Phoenix FM website as well for people to go you out and find you there. Ollie, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck with the new stuff. I will speak to you soon.
Thank you for having us.
Phoenix 98 FM. Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews, check the events for your area, and listen to great radio online.